this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand.
Welcome back. Get real close to that campfire for another cup of coffee. Your host, Ray I, with Maddie G, the Vogelbachers in St. Mary's Hospital, recovering, maybe. I hope the lobotomy was successful. And my love out to my Peanut that didn't get to come in. She's with Mom this morning, was not a happy puppy, so that's why you didn't hear us talking about Peanut. But we're going to run down to Mountain View, Missouri here in just a minute. In the studio with us, though, we've got Mr. Bill Cooper, outdoor rider, outside again. Welcome back, Billy.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
You got that trapping, squirrel hunting, turkey hunting, bear shooting feller there sitting next to you. What's his name again?
Greg Long.
I thought it was Madeline Long. Or is it, what's your wife's first name?
Hey, Madeline.
I can tell you Madeline.
She's a lot better looking than him, that's for sure.
Well, I'm going to stop right there. What's this guy with the pretty clothes on over here? Who's he?
Oh, this is Damon Spurgeon.
Damon, that's right. He's the fly fishing guy.
Hey, yeah. He is cool.
Tell me about this shirt and his hat on before I grab Murray.
A-game. A-game apparel.
A-game apparel.
There's nothing like it. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
I could kill a turkey in that.
Yeah.
I like probably. That.
It comes in green, turkey. Too, Ray.
It comes in green?
Yes,
ooh,
sir.
I like greens and browns.
I'll get you some.
Let's run down to Mountain View. Hey, a little intro for this guy. We're going to go down and see our gunslinging gunsmith. There's a very large Glock. Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do a little something different for this guy and let it play. There we go.
So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. 'Cause freedom makes so free. That's what I do. And they call me warrior. They call me loyalty. And they call me ready to deploy, engage, and destroy. Whenever you need me to be, I'm an American warrior.
Yeah, baby, a little American warrior. That's not only for Murray Anderson. That's for our boys here in the bunker. We've got military boys in here. We've got Mr. Bill Cooper and... We got a jarhead there in the middle that's been eating a biscuit, right, jarhead?
Semper Fi, buddy.
Semper Fi. This guy cutting on, he's going to talk to you. And what service were you in?
I was in the Army.
In the Army, all right. All right, let's run down and grab my buddy, Mr. Murray Anderson. Hey, Murray, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. I got a jarhead in here. Is that all right?
That's fine with me. You know, I played for both of those.
Yeah.
spent 8 years as a Marine, and I'm still playing in the Army. Yeah. So.
Perfect.
Man, I tell you, I think that you picked the right intro, because if that Thomas Coffee don't wake your listeners up, that intro sure will.
Yes, it will, buddy. Oh, you got a real quick. You got a bowling pin shoot. Tell us about that real quick before we get in these other.
Man, I tell you, I finally found a match that can decide people without having to shoot at each other who's the fastest and most accurate. So they're going to be shooting at bowling pins at 30 feet. Handguns only. Best 2 out of 3 moves on, a double elimination target. For those that think that that's the easiest match going, come on down. I'd love to see it. So I've seen some videos from it, but that's next Saturday at 4 o'clock.
That's awesome. Yeah, we wanted to get that out there and let people know you was doing that. And we got a deal about silencers called the Shush Act. Yeah, tell our guys about that a little bit.
And we had 2 senators. One of them was Senator Lee and Senator Crapo. I hate butchering people's names, but they introduced some legislation that actually deregulates all the suppressors themselves and puts it as a firearms accessory.
Where it should be.
Which is where it should be. I mean, there's another act out that they're trying to do that that'll put it just as a firearm, to where instead of it going through the tax stamp and the NFA type of legislation, would put it to where you just had to go through a background check and it would work. But what this is going to do is help us as far as for not only the hunters but also protection and teaching our kids. I mean, we can get out there and it's going to save our hearing. I mean, shoot, we'd be able to hear a lot better if we'd had these years ago.
And your neighbors around your shooting range would really appreciate it.
Well, sometimes I think they need to be woke up anyway, but absolutely. Not to mention that, but, I mean, the predator hunters, the people out with taking the coyotes and the other animals and stuff. So that way it helps regulate what our hunting fields and stuff actually are. I mean, a suppressor, you know, you can take more than one coyote, and a coyote's going to save a lot of our turkey populations and stuff like that, especially the hard-to-reach areas. So it's going to be leaps and bounds above anything else that goes through. And Missouri is one of those states where it's legal to use suppressors and whatnot. So.
Okay.
I think it's going to make more people aware. Well,
stupid law in the first place. Why should it be illegal? I mean, I think it's a bad thing. It's like a pistol grip on a gun. Oh my gosh, it made it an assault rifle. How stupid is that?
Well, it's a media mindset, and the more somebody gets out there and talks against it, you know, the more that people think that it's a norm.
You know, you wonder about the people in charge of things. There's some folks in charge of one of the parties out there right now that's just put out that that people that don't have guns should put a red light in their window to tell people they don't own a gun and it's a safe zone. I just read that this morning. And this is the leaders of this particular party that I won't even say their name.
Well, we're finding more and more people that are going against the freedoms that we have here in the states are moving back to the states because they took them for granted, I guess. I don't get half of it, but you know as well as I do, we have way too many people passing stupid laws. So
crazy stuff out there.
And I know we're on the same page for all of that, too. So it is in itself.
Well, let's go to a happier note. Summertime.
Yes.
Isn't this a good time to be getting that deer rifle tuned in?
Man, I'll tell you, those of us that are in the gunsmithing profession hate when hunting rifles come at the last minute.
Friday night when it opens on Saturday?
There you go.
Like the line at Walmart? Like the line at Walmart on Friday night?
Well, either that or at the pawn shops and stuff where they're going to go in and get their rifle to use the next day.
Yeah.
But no, on a serious note, this is the perfect time to get out. You already got outdoor activities. So take your family and stuff out while you're there. You know, sight in those rifles. Make sure that everything is working well. And definitely do the maintenance it takes on these rifles. There's nothing more disheartening than to get out there with a young shooter, first-time thing. That's out in the woods, good experience, and then the rifle goes click.
Yeah,
you know, it's so disheartening.
Well, they can shoot, they can practice, they can get familiar with the gun. They can if they need another scope, they can come. You can put the scope on for them. They can shoot it, and they've got plenty of time. You know, and that way they're ready to go for deer season instead of that last minute thing.
Right, right. That's the biggest thing. Don't wait to the last minute and hope that you have a really good experience.
But I know Murray Anderson. He'll be there. The door will be open at midnight. You'll be working on somebody's gun. I've seen it 100 times. You are the man.
It's happened before. Yeah. It has happened before.
Yes, all right. Sir. Give our listeners information on where your shop's at and what you're doing, and please tell them that they can ship guns to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can ship. You can call. Ask any question. 417-934-2175 is the shop number. We're located here in Mountain View, Missouri. Easiest way to get a hold of me is www.missourigunsmith.com, MissouriGunsmith.com.
Yeah, we'll post that.
And on a special note, I'm hoping that the Vogler Vogler returns quickly he's had safe returns from his hospital visit. And I know he's in your heart, and definitely wanted to give out a little bit of encouragement so that way he could leave those nurses alone for a while.
Boy, they need a break. I bet they'll be a party when they get him out of there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Semper Fi to your guest, and man, I'm glad to see we got more people coming in and coming through and pushing our outdoors and keeping up for the next generations to come.
Absolutely, my brother. So. All righty, Murray. I'll see you real soon.
Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, brother. Murray Anderson, Anderson Services, Mountain View, Missouri. What do you think, Billy?
Hey. I was gonna you forgot to tell him to lock and load, man.
Yeah, lock and load. I was going to have you guys talk to him, but he was just on a roll. He did fine.
He's done great. Great guy.
Oh, man, it's fun.
Every person owns a gun, they'd stop by there.
Yeah, they ship their gun. I had a guy call me from, I think it was Wyoming, want to know if I knew anybody that could work on his turkey gun. I said, boy, do I got the guy for you. And I told him where he's at. I said, all you got to do is ship it to him. He'll take care of it for you. Good deal. All right, we're going to take a break, Matty G. Come back on the other side. We're going to talk to these three guys we got in here eating these biscuits. Right? We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.